Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Just crashing out
crashing
for one another.
Out. Yep.
For another hour. 3 hours a day, 5 days a
yes.
week.
Yes.
Sometimes on the weekends, but not so much anymore. Sometimes. We used to. Anyway, a lot to get to here in the final hour. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. As always, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. We'll get the phone lines open. And like we've been telling you, mentioned it a lot last week, but we'll keep reminding you. Training camp gets underway on Wednesday. So we will be there live at Flowery Branch again. Unfortunately, because of construction and everything going on up there at the training facility, not going to be a ton of opportunities for fans to come and see practice like they have in years past. You'll be back out there next year. It'll be new and improved and better than ever next year. So folks will be back out there next year. But we'll be up there a ton. And as Joe Patrick said, we've got the obligation to be the eyes and ears
of the fans.
Of the Falcons fans. So we'll be reporting back to you every single thing that we
fans.
See. That's us.
Hey, man, somebody clacked my damn car Friday in the parking deck, man.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That deck down there, man.
Yeah, I didn't see
it's
it.
It's tight quarters.
Yeah, I didn't see it because I always back into space, but this time I parked in because there was a lot of spaces and everything like that. I was like, and Saturday we were going to Baby Gym. And we were coming back, and I was like, what the hell is going on? Didn't even see it until we were pulling up by Cotton Drive. I was like, hold on. The hell? Yeah, man, somebody, the review thing is broken.
Yeah, but they knew it.
Yeah.
They knew they hit you.
Yeah, it's just clacked my stuff and just left.
And then left. No, nothing.
Yeah, man.
No personal responsibility whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just hit your car and then ran.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
There's got to be
it
some.
It ain't bad, but it's bad enough.
There's got to be some cameras down there if
I'm
you
sure.
really wanted to dive into
whatever,
it.
Whatever, man. Yeah. I ain't got time for all that stuff.
Nah, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, it's already ordered and everything and stuff like that. But yeah.
I feel like if you ding someone's car in a parking lot, leave a note.
Well,
at the very least.
At least.
At the very least.
I'm sorry. You ain't got to put your information down. Just I'm sorry.
Well, you should put your information down.
Well, you
down.
Should, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Least,
hey, man, I don't actually have insurance. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Clack.
Good luck.
Clack. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not good. Don't do that.
Yeah, man.
Don't be that person. We went to Costco yesterday on a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
2:00.
I let them go.
Just mayhem. Just absolute mayhem.
I believe it.
At Costco yesterday.
I believe it.
They were going to go, and Lily was like, everyone should go.
No.
And I was like, all
damn,
right.
Damn, you were going to have an afternoon?
Me and Jack were going to hang.
Dude.
It was going to be great. But then she wanted everyone to go. I was like, well, all right, I guess everyone will go.
Dude.
So I went to Costco, and it was a lot of people there.
I'm so glad.
It was very crowded.
They are. I already know. On Sunday morning, I know what the routine was going to happen. Like, again, me and Nico, that's my boy now. He's not peeing. He first morning, he woke up with no pee in the crate.
Well done,
dude,
Nico.
Nico's on it.
Fast track.
You can leave him out the cage all day. He won't poop pee in the house. He wants to go outside. Nico.
That's fast.
Nico, now he had an accident yesterday, but he had an accident with them, not me. So that's why I like the accident with them. He don't have no accidents with daddy. But no, he's cool. But I was like, okay, I'm sitting there. It's probably about 11:30. Everybody's in there. I'm trying to watch TV. Kids running. Wife asking dumb questions. I'm like, damn, what time are they leaving? Like, seriously, like, okay, it's about this Sunday afternoon. It's time for y'all to go to Costco or Old Navy or somewhere.
That's funny.
It's a,
we went to Costco and Old Navy.
And you just see me hitting towards it, though. Hey, thought y'all were doing something today. And she's like, well, we might go to the library later. Oh, okay, yeah. What's later? Oh, probably about 3 or 4. Like, damn,
I think the library closes early on Sunday, so like, you guys might want to get over there.
I was like, damn, 4 hours. Hey, babe, why don't you go pee? If I pulled out the wad. And very rarely does the water came out. Water came out. How about you go get me some chicken? And I knew I was going to get 4 hours. And damn it, I got from 2 to 6 yesterday.
4 hours, a good chunk.
2 to 6. Bass chicken nap those 4 hours, it was your daddy.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's a home run.
What?
That's phenomenal.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, they went and did Old Navy and Hobby Lobby, I guess.
What is Hobby Lobby? I don't think I've ever been in there.
A lot of hobbies.
Is it like Michael's?
Kind of, yeah, I think.
Oh, okay.
I've never been in there either.
Oh, I've never been there.
I thought
it was a Sparks, though.
It could be anything, honestly. I've never been in there. All I know is they go in there, and they're in there for a very long time, and then they come out with, like, a picture frame and, like, a bunch of Thanksgiving decorations or something like that. You know what I mean?
A bunch of stuff made out of wood in there.
Yeah.
Like paint.
I've never been in there.
You could tell me.
Lots of fabrics.
There's fabrics. Yeah. All kinds of stuff that's in there. But they'll have the most rent. They had a sale on Thanksgiving decorations. Well, yeah, of course they did because it's July.
Right.
Like, why would. Of course it had a sale on Thanksgiving decorations.
And she thinks she's coming up, don't she?
Yeah, just bags of turkey-related stuff. I got a new table runner. You know how I feel about table runners.
Oh, yeah, you can't have enough of those.
I love a table runner.
You can't have enough of those.
But they were gone for 2 hours. Great, me and Jack sitting there watching the Open Championship, watching Shane Lowry collapse, watching that other guy like smoke cigarettes and take selfies with fans. What a hero that guy is. I know he didn't win or anything, but what a badass. He's walking down the fairway doing all that, just having the time of his life, because he'll probably never be back in that situation ever again. But yeah, then yesterday I thought maybe I was going to get another opportunity, and she was like, now we should all go. So we all went to Costco.
Way to go.
And the one thing I wanted to go for, they were supposed to have these nice, like, long sleeve, dry fit Nike hoodie.
You told me, and I told her.
Yeah.
I relayed the message to her yesterday.
They didn't have them.
Yeah, she said she couldn't find
fresh
one.
Fresh out.
Yeah, because I texted you. I was like,
I know you sent me that text. I was like, oh, are you at Costco too?
Oh, no.
Turned out you played it smart.
No.
Just wandering around. Took 20 minutes just to get a parking spot yesterday. There's so many people at Costco. Yeah, it was crazy. Very, very crazy. But they got those new gas.
New lines at the gas pump?
The gas lines were minimal. And we did get a full tank of gas as well. All right. That's what went down on the domestic dad weekend. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Gets to a point where, you know, you kind of, it's over the top here a little bit, and it's just, you can't cover it. You know, depth will cover to an extent, but after a while, it's just, it's hard.
Yeah, Snitch, right? No team in baseball has the depth to deal with what the Braves are dealing with right now. And you could take it out throughout. No.
Do they, if their players, they're dudes that are supposed to be dudin'.
I know, it's crazy because, like, we already need those guys to be playing better anyway. Yes. Now there's even more focus on it because you're losing all-star after all-star from this lineup.
That's what I'm saying. If their dudes were dudin'.
But it's going to be harder for the dudes to dude without the other dudes around them, right? Lineup protection and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But Ozzy wasn't dudin' either.
Yeah,
Ozzy's having a pretty mediocre year. I was looking at this.
Right.
I don't know what it is. We had the theory a couple years ago that Ozzy doesn't play as good when Ronald Acuna's not in the lineup.
Right.
Might have to dig deeper into those stats because he's not having a good year. He was an all-star last year. Ronald Acuna was the MVP.
Right.
The year before that, Ronald was kind of didn't start the year on the team, and Ozzy missed most of the year. Year before that, Ronald, until he got hurt, was playing great. He was going to be the MVP. Ozzy was an all-star.
Right.
So basically, if Ronald Acuña plays great, then Ozzy Albies plays great.
I'm not going to say that.
What I do know is it's kind of an every other year thing now for Ozzy. I don't know if it's like he's odd year Ozzy, because he was an all-star in 23, 21, 19. 20, no. 22, no. 24, no. What is it?
It's even hurt those years?
Odd, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Was hurt a ton in 22.
Okay.
Only played 60 games.
Okay.
Has been hurt a lot this year.
Yeah, that's okay.
Remember, he missed some games earlier. I know, but still, like, why are you getting hurt every other year?
Because Ronald's not there?
Because Ronald's not there.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Those guys are, you know.
That's a hell of a point.
Peas in a pod.
Yeah. You know what?
They're crashing out together.
And I don't care if we're saying it wrong. Go kick rocks if you got a problem.
Yeah, sometimes you make up your own slang.
Yes, we do. But no, I'm just saying, like, is it like one of those things where we were talking about Max Fried as far as, you know, expecting him or something's going to go wrong with him. I don't want to get there with Ozzy saying that he's injury prone, but he has been missing. He missed a lot because he didn't hurt the foot last year, or was it the year before?
Well, that was this year.
The foot was
remember
this year?
That? He broke his toe this year.
This year. I thought he hurt his foot a previous year.
Missed like 15 games. And then, yeah, in 22.
22.
I don't remember what the injury was, but he only played 60
games.
Didn't
he swing so hard that something broke or something?
Something like that. Yeah, something weird like that. And then in 2020, in the COVID year, he missed half the games that year, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a pattern. I mean, it is.
Yeah, man.
He's a little fella.
But he's like a battleship. He's built like a battleship.
Sometimes battleship need maintenance.
Isn't that what
that's what Chip Carey said.
Yeah, that's what he said. He built like a battleship.
Did you see Chip Carey this weekend? He was in town.
I did. I saw Chip yesterday.
Nice.
I got with him for a few minutes while they were waiting on. They're going through the whole same flight stuff that everybody else is. So they were stuck at the ballpark for like an hour and a half after the game.
How's he liking doing the Cardinals stuff?
He's doing very well, man.
Good.
Yeah, Chip actually has a game, and I was gonna bring this up in the back page when we get a little bit closer to it, but Chip and Joe Buck are calling a game on like the 28th or 29th.
Oh, really?
So there will be a Buck and a Carey in the Cardinals broadcast.
That's freaking
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That's
I had no
cool.
idea until I read about this.
That's pretty damn cool.
I didn't know that Harry and Jack Buck called games together in St. Louis.
I didn't either. Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool.
That is amazing.
That's pretty damn cool.
Like an old school Cardinals fan.
That's
about as good as it gets. That's awesome. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing that. But no, I mean, look, Snit's right. The depth is being tested to the point where you already had to go out and do something. I know they signed Whit Merrifield today, sort of a utility infielder. He's going to help, but he's not going to fix your issue. Nacho Alvarez is coming up.
Is he going to fix it?
Hopefully he plays really well.
He's going to have to play, though. That's what I'm saying. I know they brought in, they signed the Witt guy, but this is Nacho's show. I know he's never played second base and everything, and we're not going to try to minimize playing second base, but it's not as it's an easier transition for a younger player to go there instead of going to shortstop. They're not moving Arcia is still a top-of-the-line defensive shortstop.
Well, remember Ozzy, when he was in the minors, played shortstop.
Yeah.
And then when he got up here, they put him at second base because obviously Dansby
was
the shortstop.
One of the things
so he did that.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you about because we're talking about the arm for third base. Has Ozzy ever had a shortstop arm?
His arm's pretty good, but it's not as good.
It's not as good.
And his range.
Yeah,
and they had Dansby.
Exactly. Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, wait till Ozzy comes up. Oh, I was like, oh, yeah, I love the name Ozzy Albies. But everybody's like, oh, wait till Ozzy. Everybody wants to talk about Ronald Acuña. Ozzy's the one. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like I said, I stay out them baseball streets, man, because I don't got time to be fussy with you about no damn whipping and whopping and ERA and crap, all right?
And Ozzy's incredible.
Go kick rocks.
But
I like to watch baseball.
He's not Acuña.
But he's not Acuña.
Yeah.
We know that.
Great.
We know that now.
He's especially not himself when Acuña's not there.
Yeah, but I mean.
I don't have any stats to back that up.
I don't know, man. It just sucks, man, because, I mean, you wake up yesterday getting excited. Hopefully they can get the game in. Then you see the Max Fried news before the damn game. You're like, ugh. And then the ninth inning in a game where they probably weren't going to win that game yesterday.
Nope.
They probably weren't going to win that game. And then, you know, I know Travis feels awful. I know he feels awful about that, but it was a horrible throw. I'm not saying the throw caused the injury because I don't want to put that kind of stuff on nobody.
Yeah, it's not like that.
I don't want to do that. But he got hurt. Trying to make a play on a runner. It was a fluke injury. It's a fluke thing that he just happened to hit the guy in the wrong place. And now he's going to be out for at least 2 months.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom because anything can happen. It's sports. We've seen crazier things.
Yeah.
But it just kind of doesn't feel like the Braves year.
No, it does not.
It just kind of feels like one of those years where everything goes wrong and a lot of stuff has gone wrong for this baseball team this year. So, Again, they're going to make the playoffs. They're in it at the wild card, and maybe they can do some stuff over the next week before the deadline and bolster things. And I don't know. We were having the same conversation in 21. Same conversation in 21, and they figured it out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That was a miracle.
Is it going to be?
And probably can't ever happen again. Like, but it did happen once.
And we don't know what Max Fried, his long-term status is.
15 days.
That's all we know. We don't know if it's something that's.
And there's only about 9 games left of that.
That's what I'm saying, because of retroactive and all those different things. So he might miss 2 starts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. From what I've heard is that this is more Max taking care of himself. Like, he does tend to do that. He probably could have pitched through this.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, how about that line?
Hopefully back after, 2 starts.
With that bread on the line.
Ow. You got it. You don't want to go into a contract offseason injured.
Yeah. Ow.
But he's not, Max is tough, right? Got his leg stepped on one time. All right. We'll come back. Falcons make or break seasons. This has been on the show sheet for like 3 weeks, and we haven't done it yet. So we'll do Abe's Falcons topic next to make him happy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. We appreciate it so much that we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 6. Caller number 6 wins a pair of tickets to see two international soccer giants go head-to-head. The champions of Mexico, Club America, nice. Face off against 5-time Premier League champions, Chelsea FC. Kickoff at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is on Wednesday, July 31st, nice. So next week. So caller number 6 is going to see Club America take on Chelsea. Next week, next Wednesday.
Love it.
404-726-0929. If you're not caller number 6 right now, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Love it, man.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
That's a big-time deal.
Yeah, it is, dog. And I was watching that new thing on Netflix called La Liga. That league over there, whatever, in Spain. And yet they start off talking about, of course, Real Madrid, Barcelona, those teams. But then there's other teams that are in the process of This is all last year, so we all know how it ended and everything. But there's different countries in Spain that are, you know, when you think of Spain,
like different Liga, regions,
the different regions and different traditions in different regions. It's just crazy. It's so amusing how they, you know, because you always think about obviously the bigger clubs, but these clubs have been around longer than some of these other clubs, and these little towns is just their team.
Yeah,
it is just their team. As I was telling you, it's one team where they only play their homegrowns. You know, now this is a big club. "Quote unquote, whatever," but they don't go and get transfers or anybody. Now they lose players, but they only because we were talking about Caleb Wiley being homegrown from Atlanta United. Well, they're the same exact way.
Kelsey, right?
Exactly.
Maybe he'll play.
That's why I mentioned it.
Probably not, but maybe.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned. But he's in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He's not going to play in that game, but that news did come down today officially that he will be headed to Chelsea. I know Chelsea's going to loan him out to a different club at first, but congratulations to him. Man. That's a huge deal. To 12 years old, signs with the Atlanta United Academy, develops through that system, comes in and played some really good soccer for Atlanta United over the last couple of years, and now to be sold to Chelsea, and it's a huge deal. Again, hopefully he's able to play well on loan and then make his way to Chelsea eventually, but that's cool stuff. ACC Media Days going on up in Charlotte this week. I know Garrett Chapman, 92.9 The Game, College Football Game Time, is up there on behalf of the radio station. He's tweeting out some of the stuff. Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, sort of having his state of the ACC address the way that every commissioner does at the beginning of their media days, talking about FSU and Clemson and the fact that they're, you know,
basically they're
trying to leave, but they're going to play this year. And I know the deadline to try to leave next year is coming up in not too long from now, so they have to decide if they're going to try to do that.
Right.
But in his introductory presser saying, the actions of Florida State and Clemson are, quote, damaging and disruptive to the league, overshadows what athletes are trying to do on the field, continue to try to fight for the ACC and its members. He's right. Like, I don't blame them for trying to leave. Right. They want a bigger slice of the pie, and other conferences have bigger pies. But he's right. I mean,
they blatantly with it, though. They, like, in your face, like,
oh, yeah, we want out.
We want out.
And we don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
This conference sucks.
So take it how you want to.
Yeah.
We're going to stay this year.
But then didn't Florida State sort of shoot themselves in the feet last year by spending the whole summer telling everyone the conference sucks?
Yes.
And then going 13-0?
Yes.
Not getting into the playoffs?
Yes.
The committee being like, yeah, well, you won a conference that isn't very good. And they're like, yeah, but so? Like, no, you guys told us the conference sucks. It's just, we're just using your words,
why should we be sitting up here defending?
We're just using your words.
Yeah, why should we let y'all in?
Yeah.
Y'all said they suck.
Yeah, you said this conference is terrible and you want out of it. So of course you went undefeated in it.
Real quick, Buck, Lee in Mableton is the winner of the ticket, so congratulations, Lee.
Hell yeah, Lee.
Hell yeah, Lee. But, it's all about the money. Now, I don't know, you just hear so many different things. Like, if Clemson or Florida State came open, I think all the conferences will make a dash at them, right?
Yes.
You would think so, right?
100%.
Okay, and so how does that affect all the other schools? Because we talked last week about this damn, for some reason, Chapel Hill and Shaw and by Virginia.
Yeah.
In those markets and everything like that. And then we found out about, like, Virginia has all these old ties, and they're one of the big dogs in that conference as far as when their decisions need to be made. And so when you go back to what Florida State wants, yeah, Florida State's won out. We know this. We know why they can't get out, because of this large-ass penalty that they're going to have to pay and all those different things. And hell, they were looking into getting loans to pay it out. I mean, it's just so much going on. If you got to go get a loan to get out of somewhere, you really don't want to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that means you got to pay back that loan.
Right.
So you'd rather pay back a loan than stay there and be the best at whatever it is.
Right. But over however many X amount of years, that extra money you're going to make from being in the SEC, the Big Ten, or wherever you would go, is going to pay that loan back and much more.
True.
And much, much more. And if you ever go 13-0 again, you're probably going to go to the playoff.
Yes.
But also, it's a 12-team playoff now. So if you go 13-0 this year, you're going to go to the playoff. So that kind of fixed itself. That kind of figured itself out. Yeah, no, that's why it's funny for Greg Sankey last week to be like, yeah, no, we're happy at 16. .. For now.
For now.
He doesn't have to, just like with Texas and Oklahoma, he doesn't have to go seek them.
Mm-mm.
Teams are going to seek you.
Right.
Just like the Big Ten didn't have to go seek Washington and Oregon after USC and UCLA came there. The thing was falling apart in the Pac-12. They were trying to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing will happen if Florida State and Clemson are able to find a way out of the ACC.
Because they're not going
to... They're going to go to whichever one's going to give them a bigger slice.
Exactly. And but the thing with this is how... And if the ACC only loses those two teams, how do they replace those two teams?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or do you replace them? But if without without them, the ACC is.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough sledding.
Yeah. If you lose those two, now, no, they're going to be other, like I said, we're just talking strictly football because, you know, you still got Duke, you still got North Carolina,
right. But
and those schools.
We know what
like
it
that.
Is. That's yes. what this is about.
Yes.
The reason UCLA is coveted, not because they got a good basketball history, it's because they play in LA,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I mean, and the football market and their partners with USC and all that kind of stuff. Not to say basketball doesn't matter because it matters, but it doesn't matter the way that football matters. The money that's coming from these football contracts, TV contracts, is bigger than anything else. So I don't know. We'll see. It's crazy to think that the Big 12 might be in better shape than the ACC right now, and certainly will be in better shape when Florida State and Clemson leaves.
Yeah.
Good for them. They played it
right.
That's
why they brought Cal, though.
They played it right.
They brought Cal and they brought Stanford to level it out.
Bring whoever.
Just in case they lose Florida State.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just in case they
lose. Well, we're good. No, we got a contingency plan.
Yeah, we're good.
We're one of the best colleges in the country.
Yeah.
All right, academics. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. If you would have told me that the Big 12 would be the one that would last between the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the ACC, I would have been like, no
And
way.
We're talking about the Big 12,
the Big 12 without Texas
and Oklahoma. Right.
Man, good for them. They played it right. Pac-12 played it wrong. And I don't know. The ACC, they did a really long, weird, bad contract, and now teams want out of it because of it. All right. Let's do Abe's Falcons make or break topic, okay? It's been on the sheet for a long time. Training camp starts on Wednesday. It's a pretty good one. What players have the potential to make or break the Falcons season for a variety of reasons? We'll go positive first. What player can nope, that's negative. Let's do positive. What player takes, of course, Abe's first one is negative. What player takes the Falcons from an NFC South champ to an NFC contender if they have a breakout year? Offense first.
Mm-mm. No matter. If Kirk Cousins don't play good, no matter who
it doesn't.
Out.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah,
but I think that's the baseline understanding.
That's baseline
like Kirk Cousins has to play at least here for the Falcons to be good.
Yes.
But who else? Is there another player that if they have
Kyle Pitts.
An incredible season, that's why I had written down.
Kyle Pitts.
Because that means Kirk Cousins is playing well.
Yep. If Kyle Pitts is having a Kyle Pitts year, because I do, and I'm just talking about the pass catch, not putting Bijan in there. I still think of all of them, Drake London, all of them, I still think Kyle's better than all of them if he's healthy. That's just my opinion of it. I think Kyle is when Kyle is healthy. Now, that's not taking anything from Drake London because Drake is a bad boy. But I do think of all the skill, not including the running backs, I think Kyle's the best.
Yeah, and I don't mean it as – I had a very similar list of players written down. I don't mean it as a slight to Drake London
No whatsoever.
But I think if Kirk Cousins plays as well as he can, like as well as he was playing last year pre-injury, and Kyle Pitts – finally reaches that level of potential and expectation that was there with the draft pick and all that. Seemingly healthy. He's now more than a year removed from the injury. He has a real quarterback for the first time since his rookie season. Like, I think if those two guys and then what Bijan Robinson, you know he can do and the benefit that he's going to get from that passing game existing, like, I think London can have an okay year and the team is still really good.
Look, they got the top 10 large first hit home runs. Babe Ruth hit one in 575 feet, 1921.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Babe Ruth hit a 575-foot home run.
He might have.
Yeah, right.
But and this is not
every single one of these home runs is pre-Statcast.
Way before technology.
Mickey Mantle, 53, hit one. I remember the Mo Vaughn.
Right.
Mo Vaughn hit
that ball didn't go further than Shohei's ball last night. No way. That's just a big scoreboard that's in the outfield. 505. Yeah, right. Dude, maybe. Maybe it did.
I loved Mo Vaughn.
Me too. Mo Vaughn was awesome. There's Babe Ruth.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
But this is what I'm saying about the whole thing. That's just
1921, he had syphilis.
He did. I heard that give you that extra pack. That extra punch with it. They give you that strength.
A little extra clap on the back.
Clap on the back. Yeah, dog. They give you that extra tight grip. But no, this is me saying that about Kyle does not take away from the fact that Drake London's got to be a 1,000-yard receiver, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes. No, yeah. Drake's got to be a 1,000-yard receiver. I think so. But I just think that Kyle's just a different animal when he's right. And so that's why I think him.
No, yeah. I think in terms of guys that have the potential to be like, you know, I don't know, MVP caliber. I don't know if that's realistic for a tight end. But like guys that put up first team all pro type numbers and skill. Kyle Pitts seems like that guy.
Right.
Again, we haven't seen it. obviously got injured in his second year, and last year was dealing with that injury and Desmond Ridder being his quarterback. But I'm with you as far as that goes. Bijan to me seems like a similar thing.
Yes.
Like
yes.
If the pass game's going the way that it
yes.
can, and this offensive line is run blocking the way that we saw them run block a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. like Bijan Robinson could legitimately be an MVP.
What did we
candidate.
Say? 1,200 rushing.
I think that's conservative.
We said 1,800 total.
Yeah, but I think that's conservative just because he's a second-year player and there's other guys that have to get the ball, right. And who knows? Like, anything can happen in a season. But I think it could also be, like, crazier than that. Like, I think Bijan could be 1,500 really? Rushing. I don't know. Why not? Like,
last year with
dog blank quarterback play, just giving him the ball and making him make people miss, he was able to do all kinds of special stuff. Like, you get him in an actual offense with an actual quarterback,
yeah.
which I think this is what this year is going to be. Like, Bijan's one of those guys that can change everything to me.
I'm just telling you right now. This is
Mickey Mantle, 565.
565. Like, in 1953.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Reggie Jackson.
I mean, yeah, come right.
On, man. Come on, man. You don't believe that?
No.
How? How don't you believe that? That Babe Ruth hit a 565 yard home, I mean, feet foot home run.
So Babe Ruth just hitting it 100 feet further than Shohei.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense. That sounds about right.
Man, don't be clowning on Herman. Now Herman was a big dude. They called him Babe.
Uh huh.
But he's a big dude.
They were throwing it underhand practically, and the ball was all soft. Everyone was drunk the whole time. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Babe Ruth hit it 575 feet 100 years ago, and no one can do it now. Maybe. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. I will say this. I preferred it when that's what we thought. It was way more fun in the 90s when we thought the home runs were going 550 feet.
So why is it okay for it not to now?
I liked it when we were just guessing.
But you just said you don't believe in the 575.
Oh, I don't believe it, but it's more fun when they were guessing. That's just some guy who was also probably drunk with a tape measure.
I saw Babe Ruth hit a home run. 575 feet.
He just paced it off. Like, he just went out there and paced it off. And he was like, I don't know, 575 is the number I came up with. Like, all right. That's probably what it was. AMA next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Trey, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Trey.
Trey?
Aw, man. Trey's gone. All right. We'll go with Robbie, who's on his way to work. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robbie.
Got Robbie and Tate here. We just wanted to know what you guys think the theme for the All-Star game will be next year.
They have themes?
Okay.
They have
so, themes? Like, in Texas, all of the branding was, like, cowboy stuff,
it was cowboys.
Right?
In Seattle, it was coffee.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. So what would be here for in Atlanta? Oh, man.
I so badly want to make a joke.
I do, too. But
about the last All-Star game. But I'm not going to.
Theme in Atlanta.
I like music.
I would
hip-hop?
Think that, but with hip hop,
but it's also
baseball. Is baseball?
Yeah, so that
nah.
doesn't really make sense.
Nah. I mean, shakes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But
yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, you got any inclination, Bo?
I would think music is more what we're known for.
Just
unless
the
you're
music
have
in
it,
general.
Maybe it could be, you know, Delta throws in a lot of money at Truist Park. Maybe
Delta have enough issues as it can
that's
right
a year
now.
From now, though.
They need some PR.
They can do all the little commercials on an airplane.
Yeah, they might need
maybe
that.
Maybe like Coca-Cola.
Peter Moreland's loses his bag at the airport.
People think of Coke in Atlanta
a
lot.
Yeah.
They also spend a lot of change at the ballpark.
Who?
Coca-Cola.
There you go.
So that could be it.
Yeah, that could be it.
Like a bunch of different, like, Coke cans with people's names on it and stuff like that. I don't know. They already do that, but just do it for all the All-Stars. But I could see Coke doing it.
Yeah.
You could do it like if they don't go back to having the players wear their own team jerseys.
You would think like after this past year of how everybody was.
Oh, they don't care.
They don't give a care?
They don't care.
Okay.
They don't. You think they care what we think?
Not really.
No. They care about people because people spent money on it, so they made some money. But do like an All-Star, but in the font of Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Like if it said American League mm-hmm. in the Coca-Cola font,
uh-huh.
that'd be pretty sick.
Okay. See, look, we solved the uniform issue. We solved the uniform issue. Love it.
People would still hate that.
Yeah, people hate everything.
People hate everything.
Yeah.
All right, Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. I have a golf question for you. All so right. I started playing golf, got into it a couple years ago, and I've been going out on the courses frequently this year, and I get teamed up with other people because I go out as a single. But my question is like around this. So you drive the ball to the fairway, you chip it on the green, and then the guys that I'm playing with, they'll putt and they'll miss and they pick their ball up and it doesn't even go into the cup. So the point for me is to go all the way to the pin and drop it into the cup. But have you ever played golf or seen people pick up the golf ball and not even try to dunk it into the cup if they miss a 1 or 2 foot putt?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty common.
They just pick up the golf ball.
Yeah, you just gimme.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't play enough to be worried about that kind
that
of stuff.
That would be Randy.
That would be me right there. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Randy finish a hole.
Dude, I got it, dude. I can putt my ass off. You have seen me hole. No, I finished.
I've only played with you once. You only played 9 holes.
You only played one time. Like, eventually, I'm not going to keep chasing it over the damn bunker. You know, over the hole, and they just keep
you
going
can't
down
be
the
bothered
hill.
By
I gotta be bothered by
a bunker.
Dog. Hey, just give me.
You got to work with a bunker every day for 3 hours.
Just give me a 7.
Yeah, but
I've never in my life.
That's pretty common.
Taking score on a golf course.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty common for folks to you like miss. It's like a little 2-inch.
Yeah.
Tap in.
But I
pick it up.
I understand what he's saying because especially playing for money. No, I need to see.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. If you're playing for money, I need to see that.
We
put
out.
I need to see it go in.
We put out. I've got a lot of buddies that like claim to have their best rounds, and I'm like, how many gimmies were there?
Right.
Because you'll get real liberal with a gimme
uh-huh.
on like, oh, I made a good chip, but it's like 3.5 feet. You miss 3.5 footers all the time.
Right. Right.
All the time. That 75 would have been 81 easy if you would have had to putt out all those little short putts. So, yeah, it depends on what you're playing for. But I also like hearing the sound of the ball going in the cup. That's a nice sound.
Oh, cool.
You make a putt and brrr, that little drop sound. You know what I'm talking about. This is what it's all about. All right. Jackie is in Jackson. Hey, Jackie.
So I called in on Friday and I said biscuits versus cornbread. I never gave you my answer.
Yep. Okay.
My answer is definitely biscuits, and I'm kind of upset with you, Randy, that you had these guys talk you into cornbread.
I know, right?
You can look at a piece of cornbread, and you can't even tell if that thing's dry, and you need 4, 5, 6 glasses of sweet tea. But anywho's, I'm going to ask you this: brown gravy or white gravy?
Oh, brown gravy,
brown gravy.
All day.
Brown gravy.
What the hell is white gravy?
What do they call it? Sawmill gravy? Is that what it's called?
The stuff on biscuits and gravy.
The biscuits
and
gravy.
That's what I'm not a big. I'm not a big biscuits and gravy man.
Neither am I.
Not a big biscuits and gravy man.
I would have never said that first.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I say stuff and it's like, God, get out of the. You have to leave the South.
Yeah, I don't.
But you said it first.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not a big biscuits and gravy dude.
I think it's highly overrated.
I do too.
It's fine.
I do too. But
it's fine breakfast.
The thing about it is, I love me some gravy.
I love bread.
Love me some gravy.
God, I love
me some giblet gravy.
Yes.
Why is it that these are one of the things that you can only eat at Thanksgiving? Like, where can I go buy some giblets to make the dressing?
I think only turkeys have them.
Damn. They ain't got no, like, giblets? Like, they took them out and got them in there and froze
just
them
extra
somewhere?
Ones?
Yeah, just extra giblets.
You might be able to get some extra ones. Do you think pigs have them?
I don't know.
What even is a giblet? Or
I don't
giblet
know,
or
but
whatever.
Giblet gravy is outstanding. How can we
isn't it like their organs?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you something, man.
The liver, heart, gizzard, and neck. Oh, chickens have them.
Okay, chickens. I went to a store the other day, and they had all kind of stuff, dog. Remember when I said I was going to try to cook an animal? Yeah, like they had this big-ass lamb leg, but I don't eat lamb. That was like the biggest thing they had in the thing. They had a big-ass lamb leg. I was like, but I don't want lamb leg. And then they had the pig, but it was frozen. I ain't feel like throwing it out and everything. Because the other pig
it'll
I buy,
while.
It comes already. It's packed in dry, but it's not technically frozen. Those are frozen. That was
so you know how to cook and cut up a whole pig?
Yes.
We had one of those in the Truist Park.
Yes.
I mean, the Truist Club over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Randy cooked a pig one time for a cookout.
Yeah. I would love to be
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, yeah, I got you, dog. I got you. But, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do the pig. I'm ordered from the people that I ordered from last time.
Okay.
But I sent them a note in the caption saying, don't mess up this time. They sent me a smaller pig than I had originally ordered.
It sounds like pretty much everything would have giblets.
Okay.
Or it's giblets.
Giblets. I said giblets.
Because like you and me have them.
Yes.
Because it's a heart.
So you mean to cut up you and eat it?
And a liver and a neck.
You ain't put you in some gravy?
What's a gizzard?
I don't know.
Do humans have gizzards?
I don't know, but boy, it's been so long since I had me some good old fried gizzards.
I don't know what a gizzard is.
Bro, you eat them fried gizzards?
I don't think that I ever have. I've never eaten liver.
You know what?
Also.
You from where?
I'm from Louisiana.
And you ain't never had no grit, no gizzards?
I usually take gizzards and liver and catch catfish with it.
Well, damn.
Then I eat the catfish. Much better tasting than a liver.
Randy over here eating bait.
I'm telling you, dog. Basically what Bo just said.
A gizzard is an organ found in the digestive tract of some animals. So we're an animal, so it could be us.
I ain't no animal. You're an animal.
I'm an animal.
I'm not no damn animal.
I'm a wild animal sometimes.
I ain't no damn animal. Don't put that on me.
A beast. A monster. Mike is in Locust Grove. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi.
I had a question for y'all. What do y'all think the Falcons would do if Kirk Cousins lost the first two games and got hurt and was out for like 4
and got hurt?
And Michael Penix came in and won all the games. Would the Falcons, after Kirk Cousins got well, would they put him back in?
No.
Or leave Michael in?
Maybe Michael Penix in.
No. Like, if they're 0-2,
if they're Cousins
0-2, gets banged
he gets
up.
Hurt, and then they go on a win streak.
Penix comes in and balls out, and they win.
Yeah, Penix is going to be the starting quarterback.
That's
his job. Just eat that bread. You just have to eat it. But, yeah. No. If that happens, then, yeah.
Yeah, like if Penix didn't play good, then they would put Cousins back in.
Yes, but he played good.
But yeah, I mean, you're just trying to win games.
Yeah.
And if he's winning games, he's not giving up that job.
Yeah.
Trey called back. Trey is in Atlanta. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Trey?
Good. So I heard y'all's son put you on the new lingo.
Yeah.
We trying to do all that craziness, man. But yeah, we didn't take it. We like to make fun of it. Whatever it means.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So you gonna teach us something new?
No. Oh. I had a question. So what is something that will make you crash out? Like, what would be your one thing like that pulls your last straw to make you crash out?
If somebody walked up and beat on Andy, like say, for instance, like Carl was feeling froggy today, then we're going to crash out. Am I using it right?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know, but I like the idea of you beating up Carl because he looked at me funny.
Yeah. Carl and Mike walk up in here on some crash out.
That's
I have no clue what that means, but we'll crash out with Carl and Mike.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I hope that doesn't have to happen. But
that's what I'm saying.
You never know.
But again,
you gotta
crash
be ready.
Out means you got each other back.
I think.
Okay.
That's what, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Crash it out.
So watch out. Don't run up on me because Randy's got me. All
crash
right.
It out.
Derek is in Charlotte.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Derek.
I got two questions for you guys. The first question is for all you guys is, there's this Netflix series called Supercell. And it's a series where if you have superpowers, guys have superpowers, would you be able to choose time travel, be invisible, have speed, or super strength? And the second question is for Andy. There's another thing on Netflix called Rob a Bank, and it's about a notorious bank robber named Hollywood from Seattle. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that documentary. I never heard of the guy growing up in Seattle.
Right.
I didn't even ask my mom because I was kind of young when all that happened. She was like, I don't remember that. So I think the documentary may have mythologized it a little bit.
Right.
I don't think people were walking around Seattle like, when's he going to strike next? You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was a good documentary. It was a good documentary if you want to check it out.
I'd probably do time travel. But the show is why I go past it every day. I need to sit down and watch it. But I'm not big into sci-fi. So
if you were time traveling, where are you going?
Like, if I'm going, I'm going back to, like, if I can get back to the 70s, all right, because because this is what I really want to go back to 70s for. I don't want to go meet Pam Grier. All right? I want to go meet Pam Grier. All right, I'm telling you, Andy.
She's still alive.
I've been in love with this woman since I was a legit. And if I can get back to the 70s as a grown man, I could take out Richard. All right, I'll fight Richard Pryor for her. I damn sure will.
She lives in Winston-Salem. You could go meet her right now.
Yo, Sheba, baby. Yeah, man. I just want to meet Pam Grier.
Randy wants to be a time traveler just to go to the 70s.
And meet Pam Grier. Beat Pam Grier.
I want super speed. I'll beat Abe at the peach tree.
Okay.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap those shoes.
Andy will be painting the porch. Jack is a pointer, and you can never have enough table runners.
No.
Yes.
It's always good to have a seasonal table runner. Yeah. Me and Randy are crashing out.
Crashing out,
baby. We don't care what you think it means. We know what we think it means.
Hey, man, syphilis gives you that home run strength.
Yep.
And speaking of home run strength, from the text line, says, I have not researched this, baseball counted homers on the distance on bounce two, which may be why there was a 600-foot home run that Babe Ruth hit. Because you got to wait for it to stop before you can actually tape measure it.
Right. That is, I like that one better.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yes.
Because there's no way Babe Ruth hit the ball farther than Shohei Ohtani hit it last night.
So thank you, 4-7.
Zero chance. All right, let's see what Duke's about have for you next.
Oh, A's back.
Oh, wait. Hey, Abe. Sorry about that.
I'm just trying to avoid being banged onto the IL.
Yes.
And Randy's never going to forgive me for the very short post-show meeting we're about to have.
Oh, no, because we're not going to have it.
Oh, yes, we are.
Super speed. See what Duke's about have for you next. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Trey, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Trey.
Trey?
Aw, man. Trey's gone. All right. We'll go with Robbie, who's on his way to work. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robbie.
Got Robbie and Tate here. We just wanted to know what you guys think the theme for the All-Star game will be next year.
They have themes?
Okay.
They have
so, like, in Texas, all of the branding was, like, cowboy stuff.
It was cowboys.
Right?
In Seattle, it was coffee.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. So, what would be here for in Atlanta? Oh, man.
I so badly want to make a joke.
I do too, but
about the last All Star game. But I'm not gonna.
Theme in Atlanta.
I like music.
I would hip-hop? Think that, but with hip hop,
but it's also baseball.
Is baseball? Yeah,
so that doesn't really make sense.
Nah. I mean shakes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, but
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, you got any inclination, Bo?
I would think music is more what we're known for, unless you're
music
have it
in general.
Maybe it could be, you know, Delta throws in a lot of money at Truist Park. Maybe
Delta have enough issues as it can
that's
right
a year
now.
From now, though,
they might need that.
Do all the little commercials on an airplane.
Yeah, they might need
maybe
that
like Coca Cola.
Peter Moreland loses his bag at the airport.
People think of Coke and Atlanta a lot.
Yeah,
they also spend a lot of change at the ballpark.
Who?
Coca Cola.
There you go.
So that could be it.
Yeah, that could be it.
Like a bunch of different like Coke cans with people's names on it and stuff like that. I don't know. They already do that, but just do it for all the All-Stars. But I could see Coke doing it.
Yeah.
You could do it like if they don't go back to having the players wear their own team jerseys.
You would think like after this past year of how everybody was.
Oh, they don't care.
They don't give that a care?
They don't care.
Okay.
They don't. You think they care what we think?
Not really.
No. They care about people because people spent money on it, so they made some money. But do like an All-Star, but in the font of Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Like if it said American League in the Coca-Cola font, that'd be pretty sick.
Okay. See, look, we solved the uniform issue. We solved the uniform issue. Love it.
People would still hate that.
Yeah, people hate everything.
People hate everything.
Yeah.
All right, Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. I have a golf question for you. All so right. I started playing golf, got into it a couple years ago, and I've been going out on the courses frequently this year, and I get teamed up with other people because I go out as a single. But my question is around this. So you drive the ball to the fairway, you chip it on the green, and then the guys that I'm playing with, they'll putt and they'll miss, and they pick their ball up, and it doesn't even go into the cup. So the point for me is to go all the way to the pin and drop it into the cup. But have you ever played golf or seen people pick up the golf ball and not even try to dunk it into the cup if they miss a 1 or 2 foot putt?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty common.
They just pick up the golf ball.
Yeah, you just gimme.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't play enough to be worried about that kind
that
of stuff.
That would be Randy.
That would be me right there. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Randy finish a hole.
Dude, I got it, dude. I can putt my ass off. You have seen me hole. No, I finished.
I've only played with you once. You only played 9 holes.
You only played one time. Like, eventually, I'm going to get like, I'm not going to keep chasing it over the damn bunker. you know, over the hole, and they just keep going down the hill.
You can't be bothered by,
by
a bunker.
Hey, just give me
you got to work with a bunker every day for 3 hours.
Just give me a 7.
Yeah, but
I've never in my life.
That's pretty common.
Taking score on a golf course.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty common for folks to, you know, you like miss. It's like a little 2-inch tap in, pick it up.
I understand what he's saying because especially you playing for money. No, I need to see.
Oh, for sure.
If you're playing for money, I need to see that.
We put
I need
out.
To see it go in.
We put out. I've got a lot of buddies that like claim to have their best rounds. And I'm like, how many gimmies were there?
Right.
Because you'll get real liberal with a gimme on like, oh, I made a good chip, but it's like 3.5 feet. You miss 3.5 footers all the time.
Right, right.
All the time. That 75 would have been 81 easy if you would have had to putt out all those little short putts. So, yeah, it depends on what you're playing for. But I also like hearing the sound of the ball going in the cup. That's a nice sound.
Oh, cool.
You make a putt and brrr, that little drop sound. You know what I'm talking about. This is what it's all about. All right, Jackie is in Jackson. Hey, Jackie.
So I called in on Friday and I said biscuits versus cornbread. I never gave you my answer.
Yep. Okay.
My answer is definitely biscuits, and I'm kind of upset with you, Randy, that you had these guys talk you into cornbread.
I know, right?
You can look at a piece of cornbread, and you can't even tell if that thing's dry, and you need 4, 5, 6 glasses of sweet tea. But anywho's, I'm going to ask you this: brown gravy or white gravy?
Oh, brown gravy all day.
Brown gravy.
What the hell is white gravy?
What do they call it? Sawmill gravy? Is that what it's called?
The stuff on biscuits and gravy.
I'm
not a big biscuits and gravy man.
Neither am I.
Not a big biscuits and gravy man.
I would have never said that first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes I say stuff and it's like, God, get out of there. You have to leave the South.
Yeah, I don't
But you said it first.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not a big biscuits and gravy dude.
I think it's highly overrated.
I do too.
It's fine.
I do too. But
it's fine breakfast.
But the thing about it is, yeah, I love me some gravy.
I love gravy.
Love me some gravy.
God, I love
some giblet gravy.
Yes.
Why is it that these are one of the things that you can only eat at Thanksgiving? Like, where can I go buy some giblets to make the dressing?
I think only turkeys have them.
Damn. They ain't got no, like, giblets? Like, they took them out and got them in there and froze them.
Just extra ones?
Yeah, just extra giblets.
You might be able to get some extra ones. Do you think pigs have them?
I don't know.
What even is a giblet?
I don't know, but giblet gravy is outstanding. How can we?
Isn't it like their organs?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, can we? I'm gonna tell you something, man.
The liver, heart, gizzard, and neck. Oh, chickens have them.
Okay, chickens. Went to a store the other day, and they had all kind of stuff, dog. Remember when I said I was going to try to cook an animal? Yeah, like they had this big ass lamb leg, but I don't eat lamb. That was like the biggest thing they had in the thing. They had a big ass lamb leg. I was like, but I don't want lamb leg. And then they had the pig, but they were frozen. I ain't feel like thawing it out and everything. Because the other pig it comes already. It's packed in dry, but it's not technically frozen. Those are frozen. That was
called. So you know how to cook and cut up a whole pig?
Yes.
We had one of those in the Truist Park.
Yes.
I mean, the Truist Club over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Randy cooked a pig one time for a cookout.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, yeah. I got you, dog. I got you. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do the pig. I mean, I'm ordered from the people that I ordered from last time,
okay.
But I sent them a note in the cash and said, don't mess up this time. They sent me a smaller pig than I had originally ordered.
It sounds like pretty much everything would have giblets.
Okay.
It's giblets.
Giblets. I said giblets.
Because like you and me have them.
Yes.
Because it's a heart.
So you mean to cut up you and eat it?
And a liver and a neck.
You put you in some gravy?
What's a gizzard?
I don't know.
Do humans have gizzards?
I don't know, but boy, it's been so long since I had me some good old fried gizzards.
I don't know what a gizzard is.
Bro, you eat them fried gizzards?
I don't think that I ever have. I've never eaten liver.
You know what?
Also.
You from where?
I'm from Louisiana.
And you ain't never had no grit, no gizzards?
I usually take gizzards and liver and catch catfish with it.
Well, damn.
Then I eat the catfish. Much better tasting than a liver.
Randy over here eating bait.
I'm telling you, dog. Basically what Bo just did.
A gizzard is an organ found in the digestive tract of some animals. So we're an animal, so it could be us.
I ain't no animal. You're an animal.
I'm an animal.
I'm not no damn animal.
I'm a
animal.
Wild animal sometimes.
I ain't no damn animal. Don't put that on me.
A beast. A monster. Mike is in Locust Grove. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi.
I had a question for y'all. What do y'all think the Falcons would do if Kirk Cousins lost the first 2 games and got hurt and was out for like 4
and got
weeks?
Hurt? Damn,
and Michael Penix came in and won all the games
with the Falcons after Kirk Cousins got well? Would they put him back in?
No.
Or leave Michael in?
Maybe Michael Penix in.
No. Like if they're 0-2, if they're Cousins 0-2, gets banged
he gets
up.
Hurt, and then they go on a win streak.
Penix comes in and balls out, and they win.
Yeah, Penix is going to be the starting quarterback.
That's his job.
We just eat that bread. You just have to eat it. But yeah. No, that's if that happens, then yeah.
Yeah, like if Penix didn't play good,
yeah.
Then they would put Cousins back in.
Yes, but he played good.
But yeah, I mean, you're just trying to win games.
Yeah.
And if he's winning games, he's not giving up that job.
Yeah.
Trey called back. Trey is in Atlanta. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, good. Trey?
Good. So I heard y'all son put you on the new lingo.
Yeah.
We're trying to
crashing out.
We trying to do all that craziness, man. But yeah, we didn't take we like to make fun of it. Whatever it means.
Yeah, yeah.
Long as they're long, whatever. So what you got you gonna teach us something new?
No. Oh. I had a question. So what is something that would make you crash out? Like, what would be your one thing like that pulls your last straw to make you crash out?
If somebody walked up and beat on Andy, like, say, for instance, like, Carl was feeling froggy today, then we go crash out. Am I using it right?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know, but I like the idea of you beating up Carl because he looked at me funny.
Yeah. Carl and Mike walk up in here on some crash out.
That's
I have no clue what that means, but we'll crash out with Carl and Mike.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I hope that doesn't have to happen. But
that's what I'm saying.
You never know.
But again,
you gotta
crash
be ready.
Out means you got each other back.
I think.
Okay.
That's what, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Crash it out.
So watch out. Don't run up on me because Randy's got me. All
crash
right.
Crash it out.
Derek is in Charlotte.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Derek.
I got two questions for you guys. The first question is for all you guys is, there's this Netflix series called Supercell. And it's a series where if you have superpowers, guys have superpowers, would you be able to choose time travel, be invisible, have speed, or super strength? And the second question is for Andy. There's another thing on Netflix called Robert Bank, and it's about a notorious bank robber named Hollywood from Seattle. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that documentary. I never heard of the guy growing up in Seattle.
Right.
I even asked my mom, because I was kind of young when all that happened. She was like, I don't remember that. So I think the documentary may have mythologized it a little bit.
Right.
I don't think people were walking around Seattle like, when's he going to strike next? You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was a good documentary. It was a good documentary if you want to check it out.
I'd probably do time travel. But the show is why I go past it every day. I need to sit down and watch it. But I'm not big into sci-fi.
So if you were time traveling, where are you going?
Like, if I'm going, I'm going back to, like, if I can get back to the 70s, all right, because I this is what I really want to go back to 70s for. I don't want to go meet Pam Grier. All right? I want to go meet Pam Grier. All right, I'm telling you, Andy.
She's still alive.
I've been in love with this woman since I was a little kid. And if I can get back to the 70s as a grown man, I could take out Richard. All right, I'll fight Richard Pryor for her. I damn sure will.
She lives in Winston-Salem.
Hey.
You could go meet her right now.
Yo, Sheba, baby. Yeah, man. I just want to meet Pam Grier.
Randy wants to be a time traveler just to go to the 70s.
and beat Pam Grier. Pam Grier.
I want super speed. I'll beat Abe at the peach tree.
Okay.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, Randy Ravel Shoes.
Andy will be painting the porch. Jack is a pointer, and you can never have enough table runners.
No.
Yes.
It's always good to have a seasonal table runner.
Yeah.
Me and Randy are crashing out.
Crashing out,
baby. We don't care what you think it means. We know what we think it means.
Hey, man, syphilis gives you that home run strength.
Yep.
And speaking of home run strength, from the text line, says, I have not researched this, baseball counted homers on the distance on bounce two, which may be why there was a 600-foot home run that Babe Ruth hit. Because you got to wait for it to stop before you can actually tape measure it.
Right. That is, I like that one better.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yes.
Because there's no way Babe Ruth hit the ball farther than Shohei Ohtani hit it last night.
So thank you, 470.
Zero chance. All right, let's see what Duke's about have for you next.
Oh, Abe's back.
Oh, wait. Hey, Abe. Sorry about that.
I'm just trying to avoid being banged onto the IL.
Yes.
And Randy's never going to forgive me for the very short post-show meeting we're about to have.
Oh, no, because we're not going to have it.
Oh, yes, we are.
Super speed. See what Duke's about have for you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.